another you.
Today's story begins with a quote from legendary gunslinger Wynonna Earp. To everything, there is a season. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. Yeah, right, I've never said that shit in my life. I'll talk about duck season or the next season of Real Housewives. When other people say that trite BS about seasons, they mean that life has to change sometimes. It has to move ahead. That part in the story where a young woman jams her stuff into a backpack and hops on the bus in the middle of the night to see if she can wait tables all the way to Mykonos, thereby escaping her hometown legacy of scarlet letters and abusive alcoholic fam jams. Eventually, that busty bitch will return and get her own back. But that's a different part of the story. Today, another babe with an attitude happens to be leaving the same homestead. A cute, plucky little thing with a fierce sweetness. Rachel Valdez. When Hot and I found her, she was an orphaned baby bird, trying so hard to fly solo. Hot brought her back to our cuckoo's nest, and she's lived there long enough now that I can't tell you without, you know, math. But to everything, there is a season. It's time for her to fly off again. Because I'm out of town on the world's most well-deserved vacay, Waverly and Nicole are the ones who have to try not to cry about it.
For real, Rachel, it sounds like you have a body in that duffel bag.
I figured if I brought a dead guy, then I'd have at least one friend this semester. Say hi to Waverly, dead guy.
Hola, Waverly, qué pedo?
Prop him up in your dorm window and tell everyone he's waiting up for you. Then we won't have to worry about you getting homesick.
Then everybody in my program will talk about the freshman who's already shacked up with a hot guy. I'll be a legend.
Oh, totally. We're joking, right? There isn't a corpse in your suitcase.
It's mostly pajama pants.
Aw, cozy. I keep thinking about how proud your mom would be. If she was here to see you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, Jeep's all set. Rachel, you got your phone?
When do I not have my phone, Sheriff Nicole?
Toothbrush?
I have three.
One for bedtime, one for her backpack to use before singing class, and one for her corpse roommate.
Did I check dead roomie in on the dorm application packet? Did I fail to check something?
It's a joke. There's no cadaver. But yes, I do have clean underpants and notebooks because you senior citizens refuse to accept that people take notes on their phones now.
I am ignoring that. Do you have your ID? Medication? Chargers?
Nicole, honey, she is very responsible. She has everything.
Maybe we should go through my bag to be safe.
No. You can trust yourself, Rachel.
We have a few minutes, though, right? The train doesn't come for an hour.
So I don't have to go. Not just yet.
Why don't we enjoy that time instead of having a giant festival of checklists? Go. Sit out on the porch. I'll bring out drinks.
You know, I'm going to have to find somebody else to slump down in the Rachel chair after you go. Otherwise, the porch is going to be really unbalanced.
This is the least comfortable chair since humans lived in caves and sat on rocks. Good luck replacing me.
Good luck to your dorm parents.
Yeah, I worry for them, too. I am going to miss the view.
Yeah? Just the view?
One kombucha for you, one chamomile tea for me, one lemonade, half sweet, just the way the sheriff likes it.
Hey, Valdez here says she's gonna miss the view.
Good. Then she'll keep coming home.
I'll be back to steal tampons periodically. Those shits are too expensive.
Did you love it the first time you saw it? The view? What? I'm just curious. I wasn't here. When you arrived and saw the homestead for the first time?
Waverly, We don't want to talk about it.
I'll be honest. I thought it was the most beautiful place I'd ever seen.
I mean, she did come from a nuclear wasteland inhabited by irradiated zombies, but sure.
It is very beautiful. I think we're lucky.
Why are we talking about this?
When I was gone, for all that time in the garden, I missed a lot of your lives. The whole time when you just met. When Rachel brought you back here. And you never, ever talk about it.
I want to make a smart-ass joke about how she was super horny and the house was chock full of vibrators and we went through more batteries than a toy store at Christmas, but I barely knew her then, so it seems a bit obnoxious.
Correct.
You did get me back, though, right? So it's okay.
She missed you a lot, Waverly. It was hard to get her to do anything but sit on this porch and stare down the road hoping you'd appear.
That's an exaggeration.
Is it? Things were very different back then.
We have an egg! One of our little chickens finally laid an egg!
Hmm?
I think it was Hen Stefani. She looks proud. Meanwhile, Jennifer Lopez just gave me the stink eye.
Whoa, hey, you're gonna drop it.
Come on, this is awesome! If we can get a couple more chickies on the egg train, we're headed straight for breakfast burrito land, baby! Choo-choo!
You know, I'm fine with oatmeal.
It's been 6 weeks of hot, steaming glue ever since I brought you back here. Don't you want more from life? Like scrambled eggs and tortillas and... Ooh, salsa. We're gonna need salsa.
You said all the stores in town are closed.
Well, where else could we find some? Oh, maybe you have some at your old apartment?
No, I am not taking you to my old apartment.
Your leg has healed. You can walk now. It'd be good for you to get out. We can see if your cat ever came back.
No.
Why not?
I can't.
Oh. We'll be gone for an hour, max.
No.
If she comes back in that time, she'll wait. I promise. We'll leave her a note.
No.
You can't just sit on the porch staring at the road. That won't make her appear.
You know what? Mind your business.
Aren't you bored? I'm bored of just sitting around here. I want to do something.
Okay, so go do something. I don't care.
Jeez. You're almost as rude as Jennifer Lopez. Purgatory was so quiet back then that it hurt your ears. Everyone was hiding, scared of all the weird things that came pouring in after Winona left and the triangle opened up, or whatever. Me? I thought they were all chicken shits who needed to get out more. So I stole Nicole's keys off her utility belt. I didn't want to ask for them. I felt like she wanted to keep me at a distance. I'm not gonna lie, it was creepy AF in town. Random abandoned cars parked all over, the streetlights all turned off. Rats were having raves openly in the street. But her place was okay. It was dusty, but otherwise it was seriously tidy. Nothing was out of place. Like it was prepped for an inspection. Shit, hot. Are you in the military or what? Secretly, I really wanted to find this cat she'd mentioned, because I thought that might help her. Here, kitty, kitty. Kitty! I headed for the kitchen, where the noise was coming from, with my heart pounding. The door to this tall pantry cupboard was ajar, and the fridge wasn't quite shut. No way neurotic Nicole would have left it like that. So I grabbed whatever was closest at hand and slowly moved toward it.
Listen up, closet monster. I have a huge knife, and I fight dirty. So here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna come out quietly and slowly, Hands where I can see them. I ain't got all day.
I surrender.
You're not a spoiled lonely pussy.
As far as you know. Can you put the knife down?
Who are you?
Billy.
Say more.
I live at the Magpie Ranch, and I'm hungry, okay? Just put the knife down.
Did you find stuff to eat?
Yeah, actually. Good stuff. Okay, I confess I already ate a protein bar. We're running out of food at my place, and I'm starved. And I'm sorry. You gonna put that knife down? Please?
I'm Rachel. Here, take the box of them.
What, you don't want them?
Protein bars are for pretentious gym bros and anorexics. I'm here for some spice. I got these chickens, and they just started laying.
You need salsa? I saw a jar here someplace. Here.
Great! You're a hero. Movie's over, Captain America. Fly away.
Yeah. You know, there's this abandoned house up the block with a trampoline. I could show you.
I'm good.
Or there's still a basketball hoop up at the high school.
I don't need a parasite. I don't need a sidekick. I'm a solo act, a one-man band. I go it alone.
Jesus. Okay, I get it.
Okay, bye-bye, Billy. Don't trip over your bottom lip on the way out. After Emo Oliver Twist left, I grabbed as much stuff as I could and jammed it into an old backpack. I tried to stop thinking about how he was giving Timothy Chalamet vibes, but somehow even cuter. It was a few hours before I got all the way back to the homestead. Seriously, why did y'all's ancestors have to settle out here at the corner of nowhere and nothing? It was getting dark, but I could see someone in the rocking chair. Nicole, please tell me you've moved from that spot at least once today.
Hey.
Not a doctor, but you need to exercise your leg. You gotta get some muscle tone back. That's a thing, right? Muscle tone?
Not a doctor.
I snagged a bag of rice from your old place, and the kind of back-of-the-cupboard shit that always ends up in the can drive. What should we make with, creamed corn, artichoke hearts, and clam chowder?
I'm not hungry.
You have to eat.
Go inside.
If you're wearing a diaper so you can keep staring at the road, we've got to talk.
Leave me alone.
It's just sad. I mean, I get it. You feel sorry for yourself because you lost your girlfriend in some accident.
Her name is Waverly. And she's not lost, all right? Winona is gonna bring her back, and they're both okay.
If you're so sure of that, why exactly are you moping in a chair 24/7 instead of actually doing something?
Look, I appreciate that you brought me back here when my leg was broken. But if you want to stay here, kid, you're gonna need an attitude adjustment, because I don't need any extra bullshit, especially not from you.
I'm trying to help.
And I'm telling you that you're not.
Before I knew my mom was dead, I spent a lot of days hoping. But you can't just live inside the hoping. You need more to keep you going. So, like, one day, I set myself a mission to find a pen. I spent the whole day looking for a pen that wasn't all dried out and sad. I found a Sharpie, and I spent the next day drawing all these bad henna tattoo type designs on my feet with it. They weren't very good, and because it was a Sharpie, they lasted for, like, 2 months. I regretted them. But it got me through a couple days, you know? I had a purpose on those days.
Go inside, Rachel.
Sleep tight. That night, I knelt beside my bed. Because that's what my mom taught me. I don't do her whole religion thing anymore. I can't. If there is some Sky Daddy looking out for us and he's let all these horrible, heartbreaking things happen on his watch, then I got no time for him. But there was someone else I liked to talk to at night. Mama? What's going on? I miss you. But you know that. I was lonely without you before I met Winona and Nicole. But right now, it's a different kind of lonely. What do I do about Nicole? I know she needs something, and I know it isn't stupid canned goods, but it also isn't me being all snap out of it and mean to her. What is the thing she needs? I can't give her girlfriend back to her, so what? What was that? What is going on? I wanted to hide under the covers, but I made myself walk down the hall, even though every alarm in my body was blaring, "Stop, stop, stop!" It was that kind of dark that feels like it's sucking you into it, and the silence was like a heavy thing I was carrying, weighing me down, dragging on me. Hello? Who's there? I stood by Nicole's door to make sure she was okay. I could hear her breathing. She was sound asleep. So I put myself back to bed. Okay. Okay, I'm okay. Probably a raccoon. There's literally no other humans for miles, Rachel. Keep your shit together. I screwed my eyes shut until the darkness was red. And I stared into that red darkness almost all night. But then, in the morning... What happened out here?
You tell me.
There's like 6 broken eggs.
On my busted up chair.
I heard something last night, but it definitely didn't sound like a pack of hooligan chickens with a rocking chair vendetta. Whatever that would sound like.
Well, the chickens weren't yelling at me for spending too much time in that chair, so I don't think it was them.
You think I did this? Are you kidding? If I had half a dozen eggs, we'd be swimming in breakfast burritos. I wouldn't do this to you, I swear.
So who did?
I have a thought. The ranch was about a half-hour walk, which gave me plenty of time to rev the pissiness up to 11.
Dented my mailbox.
You clepped up my porch.
What are you talking about?
You egging my house and busting the rocking chair and arranging the parts all weird and creepy. Hilarious. Now she thinks it was me and I'm in big time shit.
Where would I even get eggs?
I told you about my chickens. I knew I shouldn't have. I knew you were a weasel.
If I stole anything, I would have ate it. I don't waste food or furniture.
Well, that's exactly what I told her, but about me.
You gotta slow down. Who's her?
The woman I live with, Nicole. At least I live with her until she kicks me out for your dumb stunt.
I didn't do it.
Then who did?
Wait, what do you mean about the chair parts being arranged weird?
They were in a circle, like kind of a wheel, but instead of spokes in the middle, all these bits were collected in like a haystack pile.
The whole middle was filled.
Just a pile. It's hard to describe.
Okay. I need to show you some books. Just wait out here. I'll get them.
I felt nervous about leaving Nicole by herself for that long, and I guess I was right to be worried. That's your cue, Nicole.
Me? No. I am not doing this. I didn't even want to revisit this story.
But I wasn't there for this part, as established.
Honey, she wants to tell the story.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
Nicole, Soon she'll be gone. And you'll wish...
Okay, all right, all right. Jeez. Guilt trip. Fine. Back at the homestead, Nicole Haught was in the kitchen. Cleaning up or something. I know. I was looking for a new chair that I could drag outside because the road home wasn't going to watch itself. But then I heard something. Okay, no, I can't go outside. I really painted that one. Here, this will work, I guess. Rachel? You upstairs? Look, Rachel, if this is your idea of a joke, I swear... Hello? Who's there? Waverly? Waverly, are you here?
My love.
Where are you? Waverly? Waverly!
Poltergeist? Because of the chickens?
No. Poltergeist. It means noisy spirit in German.
You're out of your mind, Billy.
No, look. Here. It's in this book. They're spectral beings who can move things in the corporeal world.
They're ghosts.
Not exactly. They're more dark energies. They're attracted to people at times when they're really going through it.
Why does your mom have all these books about witchcraft and the supernatural?
Here. You see this engraving?
Oh my god. That's the same shape that the chair bits were in.
This mark was left by a poltergeist in Germany in the 15th century.
It is believed that subjects of hauntings ought not deliver the emotions the spirit desires. For to do so only makes this chaotic being stronger.
Basically, it's Don't Feed the Trolls Noisy Spirit Edition. Whoever the thing has attached itself to has to stop giving it energy.
Physical manifestations and changes are indications of strength. They will halt if the spirit can be effectively starved of what it most desires. Intense emotion.
If you don't make this thing go away, if you keep feeding it, your friend could die. Not her body, but her.
I gotta go home.
You want me to come with you?
I think that would freak Nicole out right now, but thanks.
Take the book. There's an incantation you could use. Here. On this page. Hopefully it works.
Thanks.
But you have to come back. To tell me what happened.
Okay.
Because if the incantation doesn't work, we can try an exorcism next.
Oh, I'll definitely come back. Because I totally noticed that you dodged my question about your mom.
The less you know about ma'am, the better. Just trust me.
By the time I got back to the homestead, I was feeling a bit optimistic. Like, we could beat this thing. As soon as I went into the house, though, I felt something else. Something wrong. It was too quiet. Nicole! Nicole! Oh! Holy shit! Ah! This book came flying past my head like a warning shot. I could hear the thing whispering, and Nicole was lying there on the bed, staring up at the ceiling, her eyes totally blank, and this smile across her face. The most blissful, beautiful, terrifying smile.
I promise you won't leave again, my Waverly.
Oh, my sweet love, has never really gone.
I can't keep going. Not without you.
Come on, Nicole.
Nicole, wake up! No!
Ow!
Don't! No, don't scare her away!
You hit me!
Why did you do that? Why did you send her away?
Nicole, it wasn't real.
Yes, it was!
It wasn't really her.
Was it a dream?
Something like that. A bad dream.
Are you okay? I didn't mean to hate you at all.
I know. You were all mixed up. Just come downstairs with me, okay?
Instead of leaving me to deal with all of my feelings, this little monster made me play Monopoly.
Two, three, four. Great! That puts me on Marvin Gardens.
Did you hear that?
I heard that you own Marvin Gardens and should be demanding rent from me.
I thought I heard something upstairs.
Here, take my $24. You are the worst capitalist ever. Your turn.
You heard that, right?
It's a lie. We're not listening to it. You rolled a 9. Move 9 spaces.
7, 8. Maybe I should go look.
Maybe you should collect your $200 for pass and go. Nicole, we are staying in here together, right? You pinky swore. All night, nobody goes up there.
It's not her. Right? It's not.
No, it's not her.
It just sounds like her, and it felt like her.
Because it's feeding off what you want. Don't give it anymore. Don't feed it your feels.
It's the first time I felt good in 6 weeks, Rachel. It's practically the first time I felt anything in 6 weeks. Believing that I was back in Waverly's arms, believing that she was back in mine. I mean, the relief, I can't even describe it.
It was fake. Stay here. The world needs you.
I don't know why it does. Not anymore.
Figure out what you're needed for, because that'll keep you going. Right now, you're needed to pay me $25 because this hot little robber baron owns the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Okay.
In retrospect, Monopoly was a shit choice. It's so boring and it goes on forever. Just like late stage capitalism. And I'd barely slept the night before. So eventually, I guess I dozed off right there on the couch. Shit! Nicole? Oh, I swear to God! Where's the book? Aha! Gotcha, bitch! Let her go!
Get out, little girl.
This time, Nicole was full-on floating above the bed, like several feet off the bed. I felt sick. Actually, it felt like sickness fell upon me from a great height. Like, I was so weak and I was gonna lose against whatever this not Waverly thing was.
Waverly?
Shh, darling. Bury your face in that. That's better. Nobody else is here.
Nicole, it's lying. Look at me, or... A whole ass shelf flew at me. That one that sits on your dresser with all your girly tchotchkes on it? It hit my head, and I fell.
Close those beautiful brown eyes, Nicole. For me. See only me.
I pulled out the book Billy gave me, and I started to read. The whole time, things kept flying at me. my head, my chest. It was a tornado and it hurt, and I knew I couldn't stop. Whether thou art spirit or demon or beast of nether realm, I command you, be gone. Release this living being. I exhort you in the names of the directions and the winds. Be gone.
Leave us, child.
No way.
Stop interfering with her happiness, you stripling infant.
Waverly, are you still there?
Don't listen to it.
Leave us.
No. I command you, be gone. Release this living being.
No.
Wait, where did you go? Waves?
Are you okay?
Why wouldn't you leave us alone?
We need an exorcism. We need to get rid of this thing.
But do we?
We're gonna go see my friend Billy. He lives out at the Magpie Ranch, and his mom knows all about this stuff. Come on.
But what if I just want to keep seeing her?
You can't. It's dark out, so you have to come with me. If we're gonna be...
I'm the adult. This is what you just keep on forgetting. I'm the adult. We do what I say.
But
I am not letting go of this. I am not letting go of her. I need it.
But I need you.
Go to bed, Rachel. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Then she just left. I had no choice. I went to my room and I knelt, just like I did every night. Mama? Me again. None of it is getting better. How do I help if she doesn't want help?
You don't need that.
I thought my ears were playing tricks on me. So I decided to just keep going. I'm trying to remember the kinds of things you'd say, Mamita. Back in the day, if I was worrying about friends at school or something, and it's so hard to remember.
Querida, my little one, you've always worried too much. Serena Moreno.
No. No eres real. You're not real. You're not here. You're gone.
Am I?
I know you are. You died.
Ay, pero te extraño. I miss you too. So much. Tanto. So how can I not be real?
Oh, mama.
Lay down, Hilda, my baby. Lay here. Tell me your troubles. Let me hold you.
And I wanted that. I wanted my mom back more than I wanted anything in this whole stupid, cruel world.
Down the hall, I'd gone to bed, hoping that I would dream about you, Waverly. Hoping that you would come back. So I ignored the sounds for as long as I could, longer than I should have. Rachel? I got up and I ran. I hadn't run like that in weeks, not since my leg had healed, and it hurt like a bitch, but I ran. Rachel was floating above the bed, like 5 feet above the bed. Her hair was hanging down below her, swinging like a curtain, and her eyes were as empty as I thought my heart was. Until this moment.
her go! Put her down, you thing!
She's mine.
Uma? I order you to let her go. Whither thou art.
That thing slammed the door in my face.
Come. Rude!
Come on. I couldn't get it open again. The thing had gotten too strong. I had made it too strong, but I also knew that in this moment, my heart wasn't as empty as I thought it was. And I knew what I had to do, even if it scared the bejesus out of me. So I ran downstairs, and I grabbed my keys, and I drove out towards Magpie Ranch. Before I even got all the way there, I found the boy, Billy, walking beside the road. To his credit, he didn't hesitate to get in the car with a truly insane-looking redhead in her pajamas to rescue this girl that he barely met. When we got back, he began to read from the book.
We demand entry in the name of the owner of this home.
Well, I don't really own it. I'm staying here. I'm waiting for her to come back.
Okay. In that case, we demand entry in the name of the rightful caretaker of this home. Say this part with me. We'll be stronger together. We refuse you. We refuse you. We refuse you.
The door swung open and we ran in.
Holy shit!
Let her go!
Get out!
Oh, shit, she's flying!
Billy, read the damn book!
Ow!
Get in here! We command you release our sister!
Get out! Mama? Mama, no me dejes sola, por favor!
Rachel, it's lying to you! Rachel, I'm here!
Release our sister and return to the realm of the undead! Trouble our sister no more!
She's mine!
No! She belongs here! Rachel!
Nicole?
Why am I floating?
No! Mika! No!
Shit balls!
There's a boy in my room? Nicole!
Well, I had to. You're okay?
Cool jammies, Rachel.
Get out of my room, boy!
You know what? Just give us a sec. We'll be right out, okay?
All right.
Is it gone?
The boy?
The ghost.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's gone.
It sounded just like her. My mom. It was like having her back.
I know, sweetie. I know.
And now she's just gone. All over again.
Shh. Hey, here's what I'm thinking. Tomorrow, we drive into town. I think we should see if we can find some pens that aren't old and dried out. Maybe even some Sharpies.
I'm not 12 anymore. I'm over giving myself ink tattoos.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But have you ever tried to make kombucha?
I'm willing to give it a shot.
How have you never told me that story?
Because you'd gone through enough by the time you came back. I mean, why would we tell you that?
Because it's beautiful how you found your way to each other.
It's just how we got through the days. A series of tiny missions. Egg collecting and trapping skunks. And one time we made a bowling alley in the barn.
But we never played Monopoly again. No matter how bored we got.
And then you came home, and it was a happy ending after all. Guess it's time for me to go catch that train.
But you'll be back.
Yeah. I will.
Hey, Rachel, before you go,
I want you to know, deep down in your bones, that you can always come home again. It's safe to.
Thank you.
If you're lucky, and your home is your people, then yeah, you bet your sweet ass that you can always come home again.